The Beskrov in Chumash says a Yesoid for Reb Chaim. He brings down the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hanoide Mizer Avrom. The Rambam brings down, Hanoide Mizer Avrom. The person makes a net that he would not have anything to do, have a no, from Zer Avrom, from the children of Rome. So the Rambam says, Mutar Bibni Shmuel. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Be Yitzchok Yikor Al Chazera. Only Yitzchok is from Zer Avrom. And then he says, and also he's Mutar Bibni Yosef. And why? So says the Rambam, because the Pasuk says, at the end of Parshas, told us, that Yitzchak told Yaakov, V'itan lecha izbir kasavrom lecha ulezarocha itach. He gives the bracha to Yaakov, the birkas avrom. So as much as the legacy of Avrom, the one who continues it is Yaakov. So Reb Chaim asks, one second, that's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says, the Gemara in the Dorim asks the question, how do you know that it's Mutar b'bnei Yosef? And the Gemara brings out the Pasuk, ki b'yitzchak yikor al chazera v'lo kol yitzchak. So, what's the pshat here? So, answers Reb Chaim, because the Pasuk says, ki b'yitzchak yikor al chazera, it says that part of Yitzchak should be. But it doesn't say what part of Yitzchak. The idea is it could have been Esav, or it could have been Yaakov. So that's what the Rambam is saying. We know that one of them, only part of Yitzchak, gets as continuation of legacy of Rome. The question is who? V'yitan l'chaz birkas Avrom, because Boch is deciding that that person to continue the legacy is Yaakov, not Esav. That's what it is. So says the Beskrov, that's the pshat in the Pasuk. Eighth Yaakov, the Pasuk in Malachi says that Klausel lasts Akadosh Baruch Hu, but me aftanu, what shows your love? Ki alo, it's meaning, how do you show our love? So Akadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, because take a look at it. Yaakov ve'esav achim. Yaakov ve'esav are the brothers. And Akadosh Baruch Hu says, ves yesav sanesi ves Yaakov hafti. So as the Beskrov means video achim, meaning both of them were equal. Both of them are the same. Both of them could have been the continuation of the legacy. And Akadosh Baruch Hu says, but I still chose Yaakov and I didn't show Esav. So says the Beskrov, at what point in the moment? So says the Beskrov, the idea was that it was a fair game to each one of them up to this moment. V'yitan l'chares b'kas Avrom is when the bracha is decided to be given to Yaakov in exclusion of Esav. So this is the moment. That's what he says. And this is the bracha, and that's when the bracha is chal. So says the Beskrov, this is the moment that the choice is made. Okay? Now the question is, number one, you have to understand why is such a thing. I mean, Shmuel is a b'nei Ashivcha, he was never in the game. Here, tell me, the Yaakov and Esav were equal up to this moment. First of all, why were they equal? First of all, it's mashma from the pasuk that Esav was bad from the beginning. We know that Vayisroitzus Abonim Bekir, but Rashi brings down that if she would pass from her base of Elizor, Esav would try to go out, base marriage, Yaakov would go out. So Esav was doomed, it appears to be, from birth. So how can you go ahead and tell me that both of them were roy for the bracha? And I heard from the five on Cohen, the question is even more. So if that is the case, that both of them were fair game, what happened now? By the brachas, why did Esav lose it? If after everything he did, he was still roy for the bracha, he was still roy to continue the legacy of Avram, why by the brachas he lost it? He didn't do anything wrong. If anybody did anything wrong, it was not him. It was not Esav, it was Yaakov. The second question number two. And there's a question number three. Because if you look at the Pasuk afterwards, it says, V'mnei Yevachakot, it says that Esav went to Har Seir. So says Rashi that he went there because he didn't want to stay in Eretz Yisrael to be mekayim the shtarchoiv, to be mekayim the debt that Eretz Yisrael comes along with it, which is Gerei Zaracha Beretz Lolhem. So it's mashma that that moment was the moment that Yaakov Esav did not want to continue the legacy of Avram. That's why he didn't want to go to stay and to go to Shevut Mitzrayim. So Lechoyer is not here. Lechoyer is mashma that the transition, when did he lose, is later. But the kasha is lechoyer even more, I want to say, because if you look at Pirush Mishnayis of the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, and by the way, the Pele is the Beskrov himself brings that in the Haggadah, that the Agoda says Vayite Vayite Leitzchok is Yaakov es Esav. Vayite Leisav es Charseir Yaakov ubon of Yordam Mitzrayim. That's a pasuk in Yehoshua in Perakei, which the Agoda Shel Pesach brings down. So says the Briskrov, what does it mean? So he says like this, very good. If you look at the psukim, it's very interesting. That pasuk Yeshua says that I gave to Avram es Yitzchok. Yishmael is not even brought in the parsha. He's not even into the game. But for Yitzchak, he gave Yaakov Esav, both of them are Roy. But Yaakov went to Mekayim the Shtarchoiv, and Esav didn't. So the idea that he went to Mitzrayim, Yaakov Vorn of Yordo Mitzrayim, is a continuation of the legacy of Avram that comes with a liability, which it means that they had to go to Mitzrayim. So much of that moment was the moment that Esav lost that. So that's the pellet. And by the way, their pele is on the Rambam himself, because the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in Dorin brings it, that how do you know that, the same question, how do you know that Anoider Mizer Avrom is Mutar Bibnei Esav? He says, because it says in the Pasuk, Bibnei Esav Ochiv, that he didn't go to Mitzrayim. So you see the people who went to Mitzrayim with the continuation of the legacy of Avrom is whom? Is Yaakov. So you see, Beferja, Lechoira, that is on later, and that's a stira from the Rambam, from the Pirush Mishnayis to the Halacha. So those three questions. Then is another question. The Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin in Brochas. The Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin in Brochas says like this. For person sees a snake in the dream, parnasosu mizumenasli. He has a parnasa, is set up for him. So the posh pshat is, what does it mean if you see a snake, your parnasa is set up for you? The pshat of Shaldova is because the nochash is the only animal that's not worried about parnasa. Because the Bohu gave him offer toichel kolmi chayayich, because the Bohu gave a claw to the nochash that she has no taste buds, that everything tastes like dirt. So the Gemara Cholin says she never worried about parnasa. So it means that you won't worry. So that's a posh pshat. But if you continue, the Gemara makes no sense. The Gemara says, Noshchoi. What happens if the snake beat you? So the Gemara, Nichpel aloi. The parnosa doubles. Your parnosa has doubled. Horgoi, if you kill the Nochosh of the parnosa, so your parnosa is lost. That doesn't make any sense. Why if he beats you, you double your parnosa? And why if you kill the Nochosh, you actually lose your parnosa? And the interesting thing continues, Omer Rav Sheshes, Kolshki, Chuk, Parnos, Parnos, Sheshes, no, he says, if he beat you, if he killed the Nochosh, you get more Parnosa. And the Gemara says, Veloi, and that's not true. Rav Sheshes, the Chosechiv, Bechim, Levikatla, Rav Sheshes was just trying to justify because he saw a Nochosh in the dream and he killed the Nochosh. So that's why he said that your Parnosa increases. But the idea is that if you kill the Nochosh, you lose your Parnosa. What does he have to do in the Nochosh Parnosa? So to understand that, we have to understand the following. The avoida of a person, of how a person gets to Olam Haba, how a person gets to grow, is in two ways. Either doing things, but in itself is conquering evil. There is a function, and there is a mission for evil in the world, which is to allow a person to actually grow, to actually be zoiche. For a person to get schus, schus is acquired for doing the right thing and for not doing the wrong thing. So the ra is as much as part of the tikkun as the toiv is part of the tikkun. So mimela, that's the vort of the nochash. The vort of the nochash is the nochash represents the yetzahar. The nochash is what gives us parnosa. Meaning the whole idea that we could have our own sustenance for us to merit, for us to deserve something is because of Nochosh. So if a person sees a Nochosh in the Chaloyim, he has a Parnosa. And if Nochosh actually beat him, that not only that he has the evil in the world, but he has an Nisoyin, that he is not only the regular Ra in the world, but he is actually faced with a specific situation that's double Parnosa. And if a person kills the Nochosh, then there's no more Parnosa. That's the Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara in Brochas says, the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, the Yom Moisa Mashiach are called Yomim Shein Bahem Chayfetz, are called days without desire. So it's machlok. Rashi says there's no desire because you won't have any schus. Says Gmor because there's no schus and no choiva. There's no desire because you can't have merit or demerit. So says Rashi, what does it mean? So Rashi says because there will be no anim, there will be no poor people, because at that time will be lo yibachayev yoin. So there will be no mitzvot tzedakah. So that's why there's no schus. The Maharal says, no, it's much from the Gemara, there will be no schut whatsoever. Says the Maharal, you know why? Because at that time, there will be no choice. Everything will be clear. The Yetzer Hara will be nishchat. So at that time, there's no more merit. So, horgoy, that's why the Gemara says, is yom shim b'im chayfetz, yom yitzah mashiach yim b'im lo schus v'lo chayva. There is no more schus, because if you have a challenge, you have a schus if you don't have a challenge. So definitely, if you kill the nochash, you lose the parnosa. That's the pshat by the nochash. Emilia wants to understand that's Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov void chezes bakev Esav. Yaakov lives in the ekev of Esav. What does that mean? So statement going something givaldic. We know that Esav always represented evil. But he was supposed the evil to allow, to give the challenge for us to overcome him. So his idea was that we live be Yaakov Yaakov Esav. We are called Yaakov because Esav is the one who schleps us to Elam Haba. Because by having the Yetzer Hara, that's how we are Zoyche to Elam Haba. So the idea of Yitzchak was, Yitzchak represents Midas Adin. Midas Adin means that you need evil to allow Yaakov to be Zoyche. So the evil and the good were supposed to be a partnership because the evil was allowed the good to merit itself. V'yado, it was called Yaakov because Yodo Oichezes Bakev Esav, his hand was held at the heel of Esav because Esav is the one that pulls. We can only come after Esav. We come to overcome Esav. Our whole existence is to overcome Esav. So the idea was Esav represented evil from the beginning, but he was part of the game because the game is as much as doing good and is overcoming bad. So ki beitzchok ki kora lachazer in the beginning ki beitzchok is that you had to overcome Esav, but the overcoming of Esav is the function of Esav. That's his mission. But at some point in time, what Esav did was that he separated himself. He saw himself not as part of the big process, but as an end of his own. He saw himself not as a means to an end, but an end of its own. And that is where Esav goes wrong. Moshe Shapiro always explains that idea that Esav is buried in Meoras HaMachpelah, but his head is buried. What happened is his head gets severed from his body. Because the idea is that that was his evil, that he separated the head from the body. The body became its own entity. It became independent. And his evil only makes sense in the realm of God. And that was the chesaron of Esav. So Mimeli could understand very well. The idea is that Esav, at the time, he had a chelek, even though he went to the Avodah Zarah, but his going to the Avodah Zarah was good for what it meant to be a chelek of Avram. And Yitzchak understood that. That's why Yitzchak, because Yitzchak represents Midas Adin, and the allowance for Midas Adin to exist is to allow for that to happen. But what he did was he saw himself not as a tofel to Yaakov, but as an independent being. By making himself independent, an end of its own, that's how he severed himself away. And that's by the time of the brachas. By the time of the brachas, when you wanted the bracha, the whole story of the bracha is that when he sees that Yaakov gets the bracha, he realizes and he says, I don't have a bracha. He calls Yaakov Vayakveni Zepamayim, that what Yaakov is doing is kibiyochol, taking it away from Esav. So he sees Yaakov and Esav as a competition. So if he sees Vayakveni Zepamayim, that Yaakov is not the pshat, that Yaakov comes as a result of Esav, but it comes in opposition, in competition with Yaakov. That's why when Yaakov gets the bracha, he can't have the bracha. So he doesn't belong in the story of Avraham anymore. So what did he do wrong from before? He was always evil. But he was always evil as part of the good. And he always saw Yaakov as Ochezes Bakev Esav. The second he looks at Yaakov, he's trying to take me away in opposition, in competition. So then he didn't belong anymore. So he loses Birkas Avraham at that point in time. He loses at Birkas Avraham at that point in time. And that's why, because Avraham is lost right after the brachas. Once he did not want Yaakov to have the bracha. And once he did not want to be the part of Yaakov, once he sees Yaakov as Vayakvein Zapamayim, he doesn't deserve to be the Hamsha of Avraham. He merely could understand here. So that's what he did. Merely could understand the Shtarchoev. When you go ahead and you look at Esav, Esav sees Oilam Hazeh. He sees what we live here in this world separate from Olam Haba. What he did was that he sees his success in Olam Hazeh. Esav represents evil, represents Olam Hazeh. But Olam Hazeh has only an existence if it's connected to the goal, which is Olam Haba. The second he wants that on its own, he doesn't have an existence. So that's why he loses because of Rome. And that becomes evident by the Shtarchoev. Esav was never ready to give up Olam Hazeh for good in Olam Haba. He saw Olam Hazeh an end of its own. And therefore, the story of the Shtarchoev, he's not ready to go to Mitzrayim and suffer to allow him to be Zoicha to Eretz Yisrael, it's only not the evidence. This is how this thing comes out. That is how it expresses itself, the fact that he doesn't want to be a chelik of that masaf. Olam Hazeh has only a meaning if it's a means for Olam Haba. Evil has only a meaning if it's a means to something else. The second is an end of its own. Olam Hazeh is an end of its own. Or evil is an end of its own. That is when it gets destroyed. Evil and Olam Hazeh have a chelek as long as part of the process of Olam Haba. The fact that he doesn't want to sacrifice Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba, he's not ready for the Shtarchoev, is a raya, it's a proof, is the expression of what he was holding. So the Shtarchoev, it's only an evidence. But where did that happen? What was the moment? By the moment of the brachas. By the way, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the brachas to Yaakov as opposed to Esav, because Esav would see the brachas as an end of its own, not as a means to an end. And this is exactly what the Parsha says, by the way. But this is the beginning of the Parsha. The beginning of the Parsha, Esav asks, Ketzad me'atrim es ha'teven, or Ketzad me'atrim es ha'melech? He had two questions. How do you give, how do you give Meiser on the Teven? How do you give Meiser on the shells of the grain? What is it on? And how do you give it on salt? So the Maral asks, he didn't ask if you give Meiser on Teven or Melach. He asked, how do you give Ketzad? Second, how is it possible? Do you give on Teven? So says the Maral, Teven is food. So clearly Teven has, you should have given Meiser. Melach is food also. But why don't you give Meiser on Melach and on Teven? Because Teven has no mitzvahs of its own. What does Teven do? It guards, it protects the wheat. So therefore, the Meiser that you give on the wheat, that you give on the grain, patterns the Teven. But the Teven is not a mitzvahs of its own. His own mitzvahs is to protect, to guard the Teven. Melach is the same idea. Melach has no oichel b'fnei atzmoi. What the Melach does, it gives taste to the food. It enhances the food. So the Meiser of the food patterns the Melach. And the Josh, Rakshol Idrashi, Bobasa says the Melach is not salt, is not oichel b'fnei atzmoi, is not food on its own. It's food when it's part of something else. That's exactly Esav. Esav's role in the world is to be the Teven and the Melach. He has no mitzvahs of his own, but his mitzvahs is to allow Yaakov to succeed. Allow good to fulfill its role. To allow Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh has only value because it allows Olam Haba to shine. But he saw, no, I want the Teven and the Melach to have his own mindset. And that was his question. Why should I give to Teven and to Melach its own mindset? And that was his downfall. His downfall is that he sees himself in competition, in opposition to Yaakov. He sees Olam Hazeh in opposition to Olam Haba, evil in opposition to the good, not as a role to make good, not that the Melach gets his mindset from the food, not that the Teven gets from the grain. And that's the Rav Esav. And that is the idea of the Parsha. The idea of the Parsha is that evil and everything has a role. But the role has to be in function of the good. And lechoyle, that's a pshat in the Gemara, because losid lovoy, the Gemara of the Zohar of Dalit says, the osid lovoy kujbuch who come to the goyim and say, listen, what did you do to deserve a mava? And Esav will say, listen, we did a lot of good. We did technological improvement, harvig, gushorim, gosharnu, habib, merchat, sois, boninu, meaning, v'kulal lasin al Yisrael. We did so much good in the physical, and it was to serve Klal Yisrael, to allow Torah to progress. We did physical to allow spiritual to blossom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them, shoytim shebo elem, you're idiots. You did it for yourself. You didn't give for them. So says the Brisker of 1 second. Is shoytim shebo elem? They are like shakronim, they're liars. What do you mean shoytim shebo elem? Says the Brisker of, because in essence, oilam haze is the gate to oilam habo. So what they did was indeed helping. But they didn't want to do it. They wanted to be on its own. They didn't want to be part of the process. So what was missing was the das. Das is the chibur. They use das is chibur. They should have been mischaber to Yaakov. And instead of being mischaber to Yaakov, they separated themselves from Yaakov. So that's the word tikkun. They should know that this is in itself also the tikkun. That's a das all over again. That instead of das allows you to connect. He could have connected evil to the good, and instead of that, he used das as avdola, which is separation, in the separated. And that's why Esav's downfall is not for the evil that he has done, but for being disconnected of the process.